tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the TagCast Podcast, episode 310. This background music's about one of my ex-girlfriends. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Don't do it, man.
My name is Terry Gile, and I apologize to any ex-girlfriends who are listening. I'm a co-host here with this guy across the table.
I'm Gatch.
He's Gatch. We were talking about ZZ Top before we got on here.
We were, and it's funny because I can see your little thing over there, and it's the same cover that was on the Corrosion of Conformity album.
Well, I got this new thing on my Kindle where you can download the MP3 from YouTube.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then I can let the song play and go browse around, and it's in my music.
Uh-huh.
But the first thing I downloaded was the band Primate, which is Bill from Mastodon and the singer from Brutal Truth and the guy from Hallows Eve. Whose
Super
friend
group.
Follows us on Zappa Tagcast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just uses that picture for everything.
Oh, nice.
So
I got some of that too, yeah, if you got only one image in the file with all your music, then that's the thing that gets shown
yeah,
for every album.
You're like, what am I listening to? I don't know. It's something with a monkey and a couple of bananas. Speaking of bananas and monkeys, happy hump day to all you
yes.
Taggets out there. Thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is around the corner.
Oh, my God. Are you done with your shopping?
What do we got? Yeah, I'm done because I didn't do any this
Me
year.
Neither.
No tree. No, didn't wrap a present. Not nary a present. Received some and re-gifted.
Uh-huh.
I got
immediately?
Some of those.
Immediate re-gift?
Before the holiday, yeah.
All right.
Re-gifted it before. I got this jar with decorative top that has like stuff to make cookies.
Yeah. Okay.
It's got some flour and some stuff in it. It's like a canning jar.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So we re-gifted that to my parents because they like to cook and stuff. I don't want to make no cookies. I'll just go to the store and buy
some. It's one
some.
Of those jars that has all the ingredients, right? And you just add butter or whatever.
Yeah. Just pour it in a thing, add butter, and stir it up, and you're good to go. But yeah, we're
there
gonna
could have
do
been like a bunch of buds down in there, dude.
That's what we should do. We should grind up some weed and then put it in there and not tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I think I saw something. I'm just speculating because we do that here.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine, a comedian from Portland, posted, someone just learned an important lesson about eating other people's food. His roommate ate a whole bunch of his brownies.
Oh, really?
But he didn't know they were pot brownies, and he's not a stoner.
Yeah.
So he's like,
he was having a grand old time.
Without even knowing it. It probably hadn't started yet. His grand old time probably hadn't started, but... Oh, boy. It's been cold the last couple days.
It snowed
yesterday, in my little town. It snowed here in Albany.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but...
Snow to your mother.
snowed in Portland, snowed all around, just little bits, though.
Yeah, I don't
fun
know.
To look at. And
it's it's a lot of snow for here, let me tell you what.
Oh, man, and this is like the second year in a row we've had this little bit of lots of snow.
Yeah. Yeah. And, if we get snow that sticks in it every 2 years, I'd say people will get happy about that.
Yeah.
They get excited when snow comes down.
It's been a good 15
in
years
Oregon,
or more.
Down here in the valley.
About 15 or more years ago, we got a significant amount, at least 6 to 10 inches, and then it froze for like 2 weeks, and so we had snow like everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm eating pizza now, in case you can't tell.
Pizza now! Dude, we got some nice pizza nows.
Justin created his own.
I did create my own.
Meat!
I was going to call it the TagCast Pizza Pie.
Meatcast.
But I think I'm going to go with Meat Quad, because it's got four meats on there. What it is, it's got a barbecue-based sauce, and then it's a meat trio, which has
sausage and pepperoni, probably, and Canadian bacon.
Pepperoni, Italian sausage, and bacon.
Yeah.
And then I got barbecue pulled pork put on that.
Oh, man.
With the barbecue sauce.
My mouth is on fire with flavor.
That
it's
stuff
not
is
spicy,
good.
But it's just good. I mean, it's
good
a hint
barbecue
spice.
Sauce.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, but I love the pulled pork on there. And then we got the buffalo chicken.
Buffalo ranch chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I forgot to say mine is jalapenos, but I can pick those off.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to have the spicy tag cast.
No spicy tag cast. No, but I tried some of that with the buttermilk ranch sauce, and I'm not really big into ranch, but, man, that was some good stuff.
Yeah, and I'd never had a ranch-based pizza.
Uh-huh.
I still haven't. I haven't tried that one yet. Yeah. I'm going to wait till maybe tomorrow. I mean, Friday. One of these days, I'm going to try it, and it'll still be good. But my kids, they used to, like, put ranch on any pizza we'd get. We'd buy a U-Bake pizza.
It's very popular.
Kick out the ranch, just dip it in pizza.
This is a homemade buttermilk ranch, not like the kind you buy in the stores. They hand make all their pizzas.
All their ingredients are
all
fresh
their ingredients,
every day.
Man. They work hard down there to make a great pizza and for $5. And $11 for, you know, a nice pizza, too, you know. I really enjoyed that Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Last time, that was only $8, and it compared to like a $20 pizza.
Yeah, and I've just had two slices since when we started here, and I'm already, my stomach feels like I could be content.
Yeah?
But I'm going to eat more pizza now and later.
Now and later. Did you ever eat those candies? Were you a big fan of those candies?
They were too hard.
They were hard. They were like, I remember because, the 80s when I was going in the candy aisle looking at that kind of stuff, you know, because they were kind of cheap, right?
Yeah, and I never understood the name.
Yeah, now, and that's because they're so fucking hard.
I think what it means, now that I think about it, you put it in your mouth now, and then you eat it later, like an hour later after it's totally saliva logged.
Oh, yeah.
You just soak it up and it starts to get soft and you try to chew, your tooth sticks into it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pull it off your tooth.
They were no good.
I know, they weren't even tasty.
No, they weren't.
It was like a stale Starburst.
It was,
before
that's
Starburst
what I was
going to
say. It's like I remember seeing them in the 80s aisle, and even then it always seemed like they were left over from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, we had one of those, it wasn't a 99-cent store, but it was one of those stores, probably most of them are gone now in America, but it was just everything. Well, no, I guess it was kind of like a drugstore. Remember the Cornettes in Lebanon?
Yeah, I don't.
It's
where
that hometown furniture place is now.
Well, yeah,
whatever,
I totally don't remember.
You know, on that side of town.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go there, and it'd be like 10 years after He-Man was popular, and they would still have the He-Man figures, like, still left over on the rack.
Could you get porn there underage by just trying? Because there
I don't
was
think
a
they had it there
really
D&K though across the town you
oh
could.
Well, there was a place in Sweet Home called Rec no what was it it was a drugstore and it was like you're talking about and
oh,
it was
Rexall or something
yeah Rexall that's I almost said Rexius and I was like no they didn't sell bark dust
you're gonna say rectum porn
the rectum damn near killed them no and they have it like right out on the rack there and my cousin, I used to go up there and stay with him. He's a couple years older than me, and he was about 16, and he had a little teen stash growing in.
Uh-huh.
And you know that the guy knew, but he was like, he just let it slide. We went in there, and we're like, we just bought some porn.
Yeah.
Which was the porn of yesteryear, which is pictures, kids. Don't look at pictures.
There's that old D&K market across the street from the middle school there.
D&K?
D&K.
Huh.
D&K, yeah. It was Kellenberger's Appliances there now.
Ah, I know where that is.
Yeah, right, and it was a Ixtapa store, and they had one of those, like, library shelves to where you had a bottom row and then on the top row, and, you know, and it was just filled with magazines. And for some reason, they had the bottom row was the porn mags.
Yep.
And I would be a little kid.
Yeah.
So that was right at eye level, and I would remember going there, and my uncle would give me quarters to play the video games because they were right across from the porn, and he would check out the porn and then tell me about it later.
See, and they've changed that now in stores. Like, they've got the kids' movies on the bottom rack.
Mm-hmm.
And then the adult movies are up top.
Why didn't they know that in the 80s?
People didn't know a lot of anything, or they just hadn't thought it over. Just like the whole molesting thing and everything that's so out in the open, because I think as the world grows and more people, we're up to 7 billion people plus now in this world. So just think, back in the 70s, we were probably only, I want to speculate here, 4 million, 5 million, I don't know, billion. So there was probably half as many people, so there's twice as many weirdos out there fucking thinking twice as many shit up.
Yeah.
I can't speak.
Where did peanut allergies come from?
Peanuts. No, that's what I wonder. And how did they not know what it was until they knew what it was? Just like ADD and ADHD. You don't think that ADHD just happened in the 80s when they started diagnosing it?
No.
People had it in the...
No, but ADD, I mean, you couldn't die from it, but like peanut allergies, I mean...
Oh, yeah, maybe they didn't know why people were dying.
So they didn't know what... maybe that's what spontaneous human combustion was.
And what if they didn't know about, you know, they didn't know about appendixes, they didn't know about diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
diabetes. My foot got black, fell off, I don't even know what's wrong with me.
Yeah.
I just want sugar. I just want to eat the sweet berries off the vine.
My grandma had both of her legs amputated because of diabetes.
Use that.
You know what? I always thought it was.
What?
You remember that old joke on the schoolyard when you'd have one of your buddies go to another guy and say, "Dude, go over there and ask that guy how fast his grandma can ride a bike." And then they'd come over.
Never heard that.
Yeah, and then you'd have it planned out with the guy, right? And then he'd come over to you and say, "Hey, dude, I heard how fast can your grandma ride a bike?" And then you'd go, "Dude, that's not funny. My grandma doesn't have any legs." So I thought that's why she had to have them taken off. It was like my karma.
And of all the scenarios I've used in my stand-up about my leg, I've never turned to the diabetes.
Yeah.
I got to use that one.
Yeah.
Diabetes took my foot.
Diabetes.
Hey, what'd you do over the weekend, this last weekend?
There's some Gatch game going on.
No, last weekend. I went to Yob.
Oh, that was next
Savior's
weekend.
Yeah. We get a little confused here when we eat too much pizza.
I didn't do
It's Wednesday and everything, but...
I didn't know Shizzle Bang. I had pink eye over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. I saw a picture of you on the... Well, actually, it was kind of brown, but...
Yeah, it was.
He had brown eye.
Woo!
And it was swollen shut.
Dude, it was swollen
shut. I saw the picture.
For a couple of days.
I thought you were just winking at me, or maybe you ate a grapefruit for breakfast.
And a nice... well-timed snapshot.
Hey, you got any naked pictures of your mom? Wink, 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 nudge, nudge. Want to buy some? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
That reminds me of Weeds. Did you see... You watch Weeds, right?
I haven't for a long time, but I think I watched it up to the end of season 6.
Yeah, I remember when Shane, the little boy, found the naked pictures of his mom in the book.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. He turned into a little player and a little... gangster kind of towards.
Oh, dude, yeah, he was cold.
Yep.
Cold, hot, and snake.
Killing bitches in pools and shit. But anyway, yeah, last Friday I went down and saw Corrosion of Conformity at the Oak Street Speakeasy. It was a good old time. I went by myself, had some people that were going to go, and as usual, they all backed out on me at the last minute. I went anyway. And here's what happened. The very first time ever in history, there was a line down the road waiting for tickets for the door to open.
Wow.
But it was all in vain because we didn't have to wait in the cold. It was freezing. I was standing there with my friend Benny, a couple other dudes, and we're like all freezing. And then like the doors opened like 30 minutes later than they were supposed to. And then we all kind of filed in. And then that was about 50 people. But then about 70 more people showed up. But
Yeah.
None of them guys had to wait in the cold, and they didn't have to get
there
early.
Well, so people were expecting.
Exactly, because we didn't know if it was going to sell. Yeah, we didn't know if it was going to sell out. And
well, they don't do advanced tickets.
They did. They put 70 up on brown paper tickets, but only 33 of them sold.
That's amazing to me.
I think people assumed that they would have. And this was COC, the original three-piece from 1985 that like I have on Animosity. I can't remember the other album. The previous album, they had a singer. But it's those same three dudes, Mike Dean, Woody Weatherman, and Reed Mullen. And it was just so awesome. And because it's over the years, they kind of became southern metal, you know, kind of like Down. They got that Pepper Keenan dude. Who is in Down now, who left the band to go be in Down, which is kind of, they're not down with that. But anyway, he brought that element to them, and they kind of slowed down and got kind of Sabbath-y and Southern little melody. And then he left the band, and now they're doing all their old stuff, and they still do the Southern metal type of thing.
Yeah.
And they're from
play their songs.
North Carolina, so they're definitely Southern, but got some cool video of it. But yeah,
What is your take on it not selling out? Why do you think it didn't sell out?
Well, my wife didn't want to go because, and this is probably only one reason, but that tragedy had happened that morning.
She
thought it was going to be packed to the gills.
Yeah.
And it's a small place, and she's like, I don't want
to be. She didn't want to be around a bunch of people.
Yeah, and she goes, and I've had people talking about going to the movies, how people don't want to go to the movies, they don't want to go to late-night premieres, and it's causing people to stay home. We talked about it in the line. I was like, yeah, I hope that it doesn't cause everybody to not go out and have fun just because of a few assholes, but, I mean, you got to live your life. But anyway, I don't know if that had to do with it, or the other fact was there's a lot of stuff going on Friday, not just in Eugene, but
that's
everywhere.
That's true.
Lamb of God went on down there. And in Medford, and it was Hell Yeah and some other bands. So I know a lot of people from Eugene went to that. But there was a bunch of people there at the Speakeasy that I don't know and didn't normally see at the Speakeasy at shows that I know came out for COC that were singing the old school. I mean, they started, and any of you COC fans are listening, they started with Technocracy, awesome song. They did five or six songs from Animosity. They did Mad World. They did... God, I can't remember the names of them right now, but they did Consumed. It was rad. It was awesome.
Right on.
And I had never seen Saviors before, and they're a 4-piece band from Oakland, California that has the twin guitar attack.
Oakland.
From
were they Raider fans?
I'm sure they were. They didn't they weren't wearing garb, but they are all tatted up and they look like Oakland rockers. The drummer kind of looked like Jim Martin from Faith No More.
You know who likes to wear gar?
Gar?
Yeah.
Garb.
Oh, garb.
Yeah.
And Terry Garb.
Terry Garb.
Yep.
And Terry Gar. But yeah, and they had an awesome twin guitar attack. Very relatable. I don't even like to try to say Akin anymore. Is it Akin or is it Akin?
Akin.
Okay.
Like Ken. Like you think like...
Like the Greg Ken band.
No, or like next of Ken.
Okay, Akin.
Akin.
Okay, they were very akin to Maiden, Thin Lizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Constant harmony leads during the riffs. I mean, some of the riffs were... unison, but man, and they were just spot on. Very good. Loved those guys. And Yob, of course, put on an awesome show.
It sounds like a great show.
Mike played through a different setup because he was playing through Woody Weatherman's triple rectifier Mesa Boogie Head, which I've never seen Mike play through. He's played through Sun and Marshall and different things, but I've never seen him play through a Mesa and two Orange Cabinets. You would have been digging it. Two Orange Cabs. And then the bass player from COC had two of those orange heads that are about $2,400 a piece. He had two and then like three different size orange cabinets. He had a monster bass set up. But it's a great show. Great show.
I like the orange sound cabinets and gear.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah. And I do enjoy the Mesa Boogie sound, I do believe, too. Isn't that that was a big part of Soundgarden sound, wasn't it?
I think so.
Mesa Boogie, back when the Heartbreaker and stuff was getting popular.
I'm not positive on that, but I'll agree with you because it sounds right.
Why do you watch any of the news media on this the guns thing going on?
I just saw one thing yesterday that my friend Carl posted and said, "Here we go," and it said Obama backs assault rifle ban.
I was just wondering.
I think it's ridiculous. I try not to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I know in the past, you know. Video games have been a scapegoat.
Big time, like, dude. Where
is
do you
that
think
going on still?
I wouldn't doubt it. I don't watch a lot of media, but I watch a lot of my kids playing those video games, and they are just, you know, you've played them.
Yeah.
They're killing
the
shit out of people. Just blah, 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 shooting them in the face.
I saw on Penn and Teller one time, they had video game violence, their bullshit show. Have you ever watched that?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch I love that show. I haven't watched it in about a year, though.
Have you seen the video game one?
Mm-mm.
Video games and how violent, you know, how it creates violence. And they took a kid, and he was big into Call of Duty. He was probably about 10 to 12.
Right.
He was really into those games, loved them. He was really good at them. That's what he, you know, he was like, he loved guns, but he'd never shot one. So they took him out with, like, a, you know, a shooting instructor and a police officer and stuff, and took him out to a range and put, I think it was probably a semi-automatic rifle in his hand.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and he shot it once and put it down and went off crying, told his mom.
He didn't like it?
No, he didn't. He did not want to shoot it again.
Well, it's not for everybody.
You know, well, for sure, yeah. And, you know, I mean,
I've shot plenty of guns and I don't care for it. I mean, it doesn't scare me, and it's not that I'm afraid of guns or afraid of shooting something that I'm not trying to shoot.
Yeah, it's just you're not into it.
I think I'm of the adage of guns are for killing animals or protection for yourself.
Yeah.
But it's just been exploited to this thing where guns are used to slay people.
Yeah.
And that is also, in my opinion, promoted by war.
It's a personal liberty, though, you know, that you don't want to be have taken from you.
No. I agree that everybody should have the opportunity to be able to protect themselves.
Right.
But what do you do?
There's more responsible people that, you know, that treated them with respect.
Yeah.
And not like,
and
I don't know. Because even in China, remember, they didn't even need guns.
No, that guy just went and stabbed a bunch of people.
Yeah,
it happened the same day. Just last Friday, yeah. That's a tragedy. It's terrible, and it sucks. And the other thing that sucks is a gun ban isn't going to do anything, because most of the weapons that are used in these crimes are stolen and not registered to the people that use them anyway. So it's like they're going to find a way to get those guns.
I've watched Sons of Anarchy. They run guns all the time.
They do. All you got to do is find a good biker group, and you can get all the guns you need. We have guns.
Yep. With the cartel.
That's
or the IRA.
The IRA. Yeah, I was hoping to see you down there. I saw on Facebook, I know you can't count on RSVPs on there, but you said you were going to go to the Sick Man show. I ended up getting to go thinking I wasn't going to go because the comedy show at the Green Room got canceled.
Show.
It got canceled at the last minute. We drove to Eugene, went to get some pizza, wanted to be there early. We had extra time. We were hungry. Then all of a sudden, after we're waiting for our pizza, I noticed that my phone and my wife's phone are both blowing up with my parents calling me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, shit, it's 6:30 at night. Why are my parents calling me on a Saturday night? So we call them back. Yeah, there's
some... Were they letting you know that Wheel of Fortune was on?
Yeah. Survivor was starting in a half hour. They're like, you're not going to miss Survivor for a dumb comedy show that you can't even cuss at, are you? That's fucking bullshit. No, but so they're like, yeah, some lady called the house and said that she wanted to let Terry Guile know that the comedy show in Eugene had been canceled. And I was like, now this lady, Ann Joshua, she was the one putting on the show. She's a stand-up comedian. She teaches comedy down at the college there in Eugene. And she has like 7 or 10 books that she has published.
Uh-huh.
She's an accomplished author, stand-up clean comedian. I think she's probably... not just older, but older school. She's old school, so she probably went to the phone book and looked up Guiles in my hometown, Brownsville.
Ah.
And there's Jim Guile. He must be related somehow.
Yeah.
So she called and she
had trying to get a hold of you before you went out there, right?
Yeah, she probably didn't know because she went down there and then found out that the room was double booked. And, of course, nothing against any business owners, but a free comedy show that's all ages is going to get second billing, back burner action to an adult party that's going to be drinking a bunch of booze, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
money,
so
money,
I understand.
Money.
I understand. Money, 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 money. But, yeah, so I went to the Sick Man, so we got home by 8 o'clock.
No.
And the wife, amazingly enough, who wanted to not go out, decided, hey, we should go watch Floyd, at least, and then maybe catch a strange dichotomy, yeah. So We got there and missed most of Floyd's set. I got to see him do Ace of Spades, and then we begged him for an encore, and I got him to do Uncle Remus.
Nice.
By Frank Zappa. And so it was a good show. Pretty good turnout. Not too bad. They were having some technical difficulties between Strange Dichotomy and Sick Man. It took nearly an hour. So they lost a little of the crowd. I don't know what they were messing with, but they're messing around. They're having trouble with the mics because they got a lot of mics. You know, they got a lot of singers and a lot of members. Carl wasn't there.
Oh, he wasn't?
Weird. No.
Huh.
And I think Issa's twin brother John filled in on a couple of the songs that needed an extra guitar, but we actually ended up having to leave before their set was done. So, but Floyd was playing on every
song. Does John ever fill in for Issa? Or would you know?
I don't think so, dude, but he looks more even like him now because his hair grew out, but his beard's a little bit longer. But, man, they look a lot alike. And these I didn't guys. Know they were twins. I just thought they were brothers that really, really looked alike. But, yeah, they're apparently...
Speaking of segues, I was riding one the other day while I was watching the Survivor finale.
I've always wanted to ride a Segway. Like
I've never ridden one.
Like Gob?
Yeah.
From Arrested Development?
Gob. Oh, all those scenes flash in my head. The mystery box that got displayed on TV.
The banana stand.
No, but it was the finale on Sunday.
Wow. Who won?
Well, the final three, Blair was in the final three.
Whoa!
But she did not win.
Yeah, that's the facts of life sometimes.
Yeah, the little skinny, little small sex therapist bitch won.
What?
Yeah. But yeah, she got called out in the final because everybody gets to ask them questions before they vote, and she got called out as a child star. What's it's like, I want everybody to know, somebody said... She used to be on TV.
She is. Some people didn't know that.
Yeah. There was only like a couple that really said that they knew.
Wow.
And most looked surprised when they said it. You know, I mean.
Well, some of the younger kids that are on there, compared to me, wouldn't know who.
That's true.
Who
with
Blair
the older
was.
Ones, you would think like.
What's her name?
She was on there for 9 years.
Oh,
Lisa
I know.
Loeb.
See, is it L-O-E-B?
No, that's a singer.
I was going to say,
Lisa
she did some shit with
Welch.
Frank Zappa. See, I didn't even know her name was Lisa.
Lisa Loeb did some stuff with Frank Zappa?
Mm-hmm. Like in the late 80s on the You Can't Do That on Stage Anymore series, which we'll get to
the
if
Lisa
you're
Lisa Loeb
interested.
With the glasses thing?
There's only one Lisa Loeb, isn't there? L-O-E-B?
I guess.
Yeah. I don't even know what she looks like. I just have the CD.
Wow.
We'll be getting that on a Zappa Tagcast episode 980. Oh, yeah.
That might
so,
be a couple years down the road.
Speaking of casts, and what were you just talking about? Segways. Oh, Survivor.
Yeah.
And they called her out as a child star.
Mm-hmm.
That's my segue. Speaking of calls, we got a fucking hotline, and we want you guys to call us. We've had, I think, 4 calls so far, and we're going to share them with you. Call us up. You can call us now if you want. It's 541-791-6824. And I just realized when I went to the site today that it's actually 791-6-TAG.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you do that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, good, because if that would have been a coincidence, that would have been fucking weird.
I forgot that I put it on there.
Yeah.
Until I said the 624, and I was like, that's TAG.
So usually we just run through them all, but we're going to run through them and talk about each one, because I already had the first subject, our first caller, from Bend, Oregon. Friends with Pizza Now owner. Is his name Chris, the owner?
Yes.
Chris, I think, knows this gentleman right here, and I'm going to roll the tape right now. I think. Okay, technical difficulties, take two.
Hey, how's it going? This is Nick Barnhouse from Bend, Oregon. How's it going, Terry?
Pretty good.
I just saw something crazy in the news here. I wanted to get you guys' take on it.
Sure.
I just saw that Nirvana has reunited.
Wait, Kurt Cobain's dead.
Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
I guess they did a song there at the, the Hurricane Sandy benefit concert?
That's what it was.
Seems kind of like an odd combination to me, but I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that Nirvana reuniting with Paul McCartney. If you haven't heard about it, check it out. There's probably a YouTube video of it or something.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anyway, just wanted to see what you guys thought about that. Have a good one.
You too, Nick. Thanks for calling, buddy. I haven't seen you for a while. Oh, you hung up on me? No, just kidding. But yeah, I think that call came in last week sometime, right after the 12-12-12 Sandy
Nick.
Benefit. Yeah, hi, Nick. Thanks for listening. Hope your band Bloodlust is going good. Send us a demo. We'll give you an on-air review.
Nice. I enjoyed that video of Dave Grohl and Chris Novoselic.
And Pat Smear.
And Pat Smear with Paul McCurtain.
Yeah, we have a thing on our email that when Dustin sends me those voicemails to my email, it has a transcriber.
Yeah, it said all McCurtain.
All McCurtain. It was the. It was
kind of cool because it was part Paul McCartney and
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Paul McCurtain. So, yeah, I had actually heard about that, Nick, when you called. And when I first heard it, first thing I thought, of course, is what everybody probably thinks. Courtney's going to be pissed. And she was twacking out on TMZ.
Was she?
Yeah, she said some shit.
Jesus.
I didn't even look at it or listen to it to see what she said because she has nothing to say. Those
if
guys,
she wanted got something to say, she needs to call the
Tagcast podcast. 7916-TAG, bitch.
Yep.
Call us up. So, yeah, I was going to talk about that anyway, Nick. And actually, I watched Saturday Night Live this weekend. Guess who the musical guest was? Paul McCurtain.
What?
Yeah, yeah. So, not even thinking about it, the host was Martin Short. It was fucking awesome because he's an old school celeb from SNL, and he's just awesome. I love him. And he did some skit with Paul McCartney as well. But anyway, so Paul comes out and does some sappy, piano-y strings love song that's probably from his new album or something like that.
Had enough silly love songs.
Yeah, and it was silly, and it was lovey-dovey, and he's like... And it was totally a great. I'd like to know. It was a great chord progression with a descending thing, and it sounded like the Beatles, like maybe from something from Let It Be. You could tell it was good, but it was had enough, Paul. So not even thinking about it, I'm switching. I'm going to the next channel, or I'm DVR'd it, you know. So I'm skipping the commercials, and I have to say, usually enjoy Weekend Update with Seth, but it was a bit dull. Yeah. I actually fast-forwarded through it. He's
Seth Meyers, brother of Michael Myers.
I almost said Seth Milstein.
Seth Meyers, brother of Michael Myers.
Exactly.
And Mike Myers.
Halloween Massacre guy.
Yeah, and Mike Myers.
So then, once again, Paul McCartney. And it's McCartain with Grohl and those guys.
Really?
They do
the same song?
Same song, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Mama, set me free. It's called Cut Me Some Slack. And as I listen to the lyrics, I almost think that it's... kind of like could be it, any song could any anymore, but it's to Courtney Love as far as I'm concerned.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Right on.
Cut me some slack, but yeah, and he did a little speech before he brought the band out. I don't know if any of our listeners watched the YouTube video, but he talked in his funny accent. You know, mate called me up, wanted me to come over and jam, and so I do that. That's what I do. So I go over and jam with him, and he asked some buddies to come over, and he goes, they kept talking about how. Hadn't played together in years and years, and it's like, I didn't know what was going on. He goes, finally the penny dropped on me, and I realized I was smack dab in the middle of a Nirvana reunion, and the crowd just, ah. So then he introduced them one by one, and they do their song. It kind of sounds like a jam song. It's a one-chord thing, and he played this weird...
Yeah, just so everybody gets a chance to go off a little bit.
And the video was kind of weird on YouTube, so it was cool to see it on Saturday Night Live. His guitar was a four-string cigar box Dobro guitar.
Yeah, it looked like old...
Bo
Diddley's guitar.
But it was a four-string, but it was a guitar.
Yeah.
And it was all tuned open to a D slide, and I noticed that Chris and Pat were tuned to drop D.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was definitely rocking towards the end.
Let me do that little drop D thing that you used to do.
You remember,
back there.
We used to do it on Dear Prudence. That's the only song I know for sure that they did drop D, but the Beatles did do some drop D tuning. Hmm. That's why I could never figure it out for years until I think I borrowed that book from you. Do I still have it?
No, I think you brought it back.
Oh, good, because I didn't remember seeing it for a long time. So, yeah, Nick, what do you... I wish you would have... Maybe you could call us back, Nick, and let us know what you thought of it. Because, you know, at first I thought it was an odd pairing, and I don't know. I think those guys are...
Like mozzarella and red wine.
Like, you should have seen, and I might have just been perceiving it myself, but the look on Chris Novoselic's face when they got done and everyone was cheering, he kind of had his hands on his hips and his head cocked to the side, but he just had this look on his face like, I can't fucking believe that we just played on Saturday Night Live. I mean, basically, they were the Beatles, or Paul McCartney was Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, doing a new song.
I mean, that's a huge moment for Nova Cellex, right?
And Dave Grohl, he's got his fingers in everybody's butt.
He does.
Which is awesome for everybody, I guess. Yeah. But
well, he's good at it.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody
he's up the butt.
He's a nice guy. He gets along with everybody, and you just lost your shit again. It's stuck in your beard. He's got shit stuck in his beard. So anyway, next call we don't really have to spend a lot of time on, and I figured maybe we could trim this track up later for an actual.
Yeah,
I think she's going to use it for Rock Out Radio, but. Lady Spitfire.
This is Lady Spitfire of Rock Out Radio, and you're listening to the Tagcast podcast right here on
the
Rock
Internet.
Out Radio. Tune in every Friday night from 10:30 to 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, the cats in the Santa hats are where it's at.
That's right.
Shout out to the cats in the Santa hats.
That's
it's almost Christmas. Who wants to buy 990 postcards?
You could use them for next year if you don't have that many friends.
For sure.
But yeah, I thought maybe you could do a little editing.
Christmas comes around every time.
And it could just say, this is Lady Spitfire, and you're listening to the Tagcast podcast. And remember, cats and Santa hats is where it's at. And that transcribed is something funny on the email, too, about the cats and Santa hats.
Yeah, or where it's at.
Oh, they or where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we had a call from a fellow podcaster.
Podcastian.
Yeah, he's a podcaster.
Castian.
And they've threatened to come on our show. Don't threaten us with a good time. That's right. I've been on their show. And his name is Dylan Flynn. And he sang us a song.
Hi there. This is Dylan Flynn
from
the podcast cast with Seth Milstein. And whenever I get laid... After I am enjoying a post-coital afterglow, I like to kick back with a cold brew and a fresh episode of the Tagcast. We wish you a merry Tagcast. We wish you a merry Tagcast. We wish you a merry Tagcast. And a happy Frank Zappa.
Hey.
Nice.
Merry Christmas, Tagcast.
Thanks, Dylan.
Yeah, thank you guys.
And I know that's
too,
from
the Cast.
The podcast cast. So yeah, sometime we'll have to go on there, the two of us. And they said they were actually thinking about bringing their stuff down here since your horse is broken.
Uh-huh.
And that maybe they'd do their podcast from our studio.
Whoa!
Maybe we could record an episode of each on a Sunday
or something like that.
Yeah. And then we had one other call from my long-lost buddy, Death Metal Dave.
Hey, what's snappin'? Death Metal Dave in Reno. Love you guys. Miss you guys.
Love you too, buddy.
I have passionate pants. All right, peace. Later.
Okay, who knows anything about passionate pants?
Is that what he said? Passion of Pants? That's what I thought he said.
Do you know what that reference is to?
Uh-uh.
I posted a thing that said, hey, call us on the Tagcast podcast hotline anytime, drunk dials, blah, blah, blah. And I said, so just like Deborah Harry, I just did this long thing. And I said, not like the Deborah Harry in Spun, but the old hot Debbie Harry. Call me. It said, you can say anything you like. We don't care. And Jeremy Rowe posted a thing that said, oh, now I know why nobody likes me, or something weird like he always posts. And at the end it said, I have passionate pants. And I said, did you say passionate pants? And he's like, yeah, it's just code word that only some people know what I'm talking about. I crack myself up or something like that. So Dave must have read that. Uh-huh. Passionate pants.
Here's what the transcription said for that call.
Did it have one? I thought it didn't have one.
Yeah, it said, hey, what's happening? Which was
not
close.
Snappening.
Yes, it says, yes, Bill... Dave, and resume.
Yes, Dave, we're going to bill you and send a resume. Yes, bill Dave.
Love you, and she is, I have passion advance, but she's later.
Dave, that's because he's like, this is Death Metal Dave.
Yep.
He's like, this is Bill Dave and a resume.
And, I already billed Dave.
And I needed a passion advance on that check that you sent. And so from now on, we're not going to play the actual voicemails. We're just going to read the transcriptions and see if you guys can actually
understand.
And
then you'll have to call back and tell us what you actually meant until we figure it out. It'll be a week-long game.
So, yeah, thanks you guys for calling. And
that's awesome.
I had a threat of another good time. Dano from the Athearchus said,
Oh, you
bet he's going to drunk dial us.
Maybe, dude, I can't wait.
Maybe when he's playing the Mickey's Challenge. Maybe he'll read a
did you see the, I put a banner on the website. It's all flashy.
Yeah, I saw it. It flashed me.
Yep.
It pulled its penis out and whipped it around.
I want to get some stickers, though, made.
So you can stick them in bathrooms?
Stick them on bathrooms that say, for a good time, call Tagcast Podcast.
What's that number again? 541-791-6824.
Yep.
I can remember.
Tag.
See, because I was
born. Or it would be 971-6-TAG.
Yeah. 6-TAG. So, yeah, I was thinking back, and you know how time flies when you're having...
Way back.
When you're having fun.
You know, time flies. All time also flies when you have a bird clock.
Yeah, or if you wake up to an alarm and you just pick up your clock and throw it across the bedroom.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're throwing your alarm clock. No, but I was thinking that it was last New Year's Eve that we went and saw Yob and Neurosis. It was 2 years. It'll be 2 years. That's how fast time flies. And Yob and Caius was also in 2011. And I thought those were all 2012. I don't think I really went to any shows this year, but
I didn't either.
We got to talking, as people do sometimes when their mouths come open. And we were talking with my wife and her mother, and we took a trip down memory lane. No, we took a trip to Seattle in 2009.
Uh-huh.
She'd came into some money, Dana's mother did, and decided to take the whole family, so we rented
I remember when you guys took that trip. That was 2009?
Yeah, can you believe
that?
I know. Yeah, and so
you
we
guys remember that? That was
before we ever casted our first line into the water. But so we went up there, and we went to the EMP and saw the Hendrix thing, and it was an awesome time, and we stayed at the Travelodge just about 2 blocks from the Space Needle.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had forgotten about this little story, but if you guys ever have a chance to visit Seattle, there's a travel lodge about two blocks from
there.
Yeah, well, the last time we were there, they had a nice little prostitution ring running around the lobby. Yeah, and the people at the counter were totally turning a blind eye to it. And the way we figured it out was because this one prostitute actually came. We had two rooms, one for the adults and one for the kids.
Uh-huh.
The prostitute was going door to door.
Oh, wow.
And then when the kids answered the door, she was kind of startled and surprised that it was kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, could I have all your guys' hangers? You know those weird wooden hangers that have the little ball and they click into those little metal things that hang on? And they're like, yeah, I guess. And she had a cardboard box.
Uh-huh.
So she gave them to her.
Yeah.
And she went on her way. And then the kids came next door and they're like, some weird chick just came to our door and asked for all of our coat hangers. I'm like, weird. You didn't give them? Yeah. I was like, well, whatever. No big deal. And we could see the street corner, which is right by Walgreens down the street. And next thing we know, she's down there standing on the street corner with a box of coat hangers. And she's stopping all the cars because there's an intersection there, just like the hookers do, you know. And she bends over and talks to him, probably says, hey, you looking for a good time? You want a date or whatever? Then we're going in and out. We've got to go outside to smoke because we had non-smoking rooms. We come down the elevator, go through the lobby, and in the lobby right at the elevator bank, there's three computers for people to use. There's these two big black dudes running Craigslist. I couldn't see over. I wasn't going to see what they were looking to buy.
Oh, they were pimping out of there.
Dude, totally. And the chick would go, and she would talk to them, and then she would go out and get in a cab. We'd be smoking a cigarette outside, and a cab would come up and get her, and then a couple hours later, bring her back, and she'd go over and talk to those guys for a couple minutes, and then she'd get in the thing and go upstairs, and maybe when they weren't getting hits on their site, she was going door to door asking for coat hangers, or who knows what she was saying.
Oh, that's birth control.
Well, they didn't have hooks, though. They were those ones that just have straight and a little ball on the end, and they hook into the... And so, I don't know. I think she just couldn't think of anything else. She wasn't going to ask a 15-year-old kid, hey, you want a blowjob? I'll give it to you for all your coat hangers. And so we complained, right? Because we had our kids, and Dakota was, 3 years ago? She was 11.
Yeah.
And so we're like... And she knew they came to their door. So they're like... Oh, really? Oh, okay. Like, we're not detectives, and we figured it out. Like, you didn't notice what the fuck was going on?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, well, we'll look into that. And
yeah, they're probably getting a 20.
They never really did. Yeah, they probably had a a gun on them or something.
Yeah.
You say shit, we'll shoot your asses. And then we went back there later for something. Uh-huh. Maybe, I don't know what it was. Oh, X Factor.
When
I
went, oh,
went
yeah.
For the X Factor. And we went.
Is that like a two-story place?
Mm-hmm.
Outside doors?
Yeah, and it's got a weight room on the third. And you can see the Space Needle right from it. And you can see it from the Space Needle.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we mentioned that to him when we came back a couple years later. We're like, the last time we were here, there was this weird process.
And you booked again?
Of course. But they told us they were going to take care of it. And they're like, oh, really? They still acted like totally ignorant of the fact that, like, we were here a couple years ago, and there was this weird prostitution ring going on. And they were like, what? Because that sounds pretty, like, bold statement. Are you crazy? No, there was two black, you know, not to stereotype anybody, and Craigslist, who knows? I could be totally wrong. She might have been selling bikes. Or flowers.
Or hangers.
Oh, yeah. Maybe she was just selling whatever they could get. She's like, hey, I got some coat hangers. Put those up on Craigslist.
Your bed sheets?
And he's all, five coat hangers from the Travelodge up for sale. $5 or best offer. Meet me at the wall.
If you got one of those bars, that a regular coat hanger will not work.
Meet me at the corner of Walgreens.
You ever rant from Redbox?
No, I did one time. I think we talked about it on previous episode, and I was 1 hour late returning it, and they charged my card again, and I kicked the machine and said, fuck
really?
That. Yep.
I've had the same game for a long time.
You didn't ever take it back yet?
No.
Dude, they're going to keep charging you.
No, they won't.
Oh, they maxed it out and you own it now.
Yeah, and now I probably won't get the box or the instructions or anything with it.
Was it $88?
No. Well, $88? No, it was $60.
It's close enough, $88,
$60. Yeah, it's the price of a game, you know. But I would at least like get the box and fucking instructions with it.
No, it's like Hollywood Video in those places.
Yeah.
Say you lose a video and you don't go back for a long time, and then you go back and I'd like to pay for my video. They're like, oh, that's yours.
They said if I turned it back in, though, now that they would not refund me.
Yeah, I know. And that's what they say at Hollywood Video. Like, I brought my video back, and they're like, oh, that's yours. And you're like, what do you mean it's mine?
Yeah.
It's like, we've charged your card each week, and once we got to $88, and it's yours. It's like, I paid $88 for fucking Scrooged on VHS? No, just kidding. I did. but yeah, they used to do that big time, and that's why I kind of boycotted those places. And I figured I'd try the Redbox once because it was like, what, $2?
Yeah, or $1, I think.
It's $1,
or something.
For 24 hours.
Yeah, and then $2 for a game. So I must have had it like 30 days or something.
Well,
but at least they cashed me out then instead of, you know, another 5 days. It would have been $70. It's a fucking basketball game.
Are you good at it?
Yeah, it's fun. Because I just be a center and then I just block everybody's shot.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. You still have it?
Yeah.
I thought, when we talked about it, I thought you said you took it back.
Well, I didn't want to take it back because I was kind of short in my bank account. And if I would have took it back, it would have charged me and overdrawn me.
Ah, fucking bastard.
I know. I had myself over a barrel. Speaking of barrels.
Yeah.
You like maple syrup? You ever put your fries in maple syrup? You ever tried that?
No.
Maple syrup on your hash browns?
Oh, yeah, and my eggs.
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Bacon, sausage. Yeah. I just, like, if I get a plate of breakfast stuff from the hot cake house or whatever, I just put syrup on all of it.
You know, like, 80% of the maple syrup comes from, like, one location up in one area up in Canada.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah. Apparently, there is a big ring going on, a theft ring, that people stealing the maple syrup. So much of it. That it affected the world supply. We're talking about 10 million pounds of maple syrup.
What could they have done with it? Who do they have any leads?
I don't know if they were just black marketing it or what.
Just follow the trail of sticky, sticky goodness.
Yeah. Follow the pancakes.
Yeah. Follow your pancakes.
Follow the pancake road.
Oh, yeah. So we talked about this, but you must not have seen it because you said you didn't. You didn't watch Saturday Night.
No, I didn't. No, but I saw that Martin Short was on there.
Dude, they had What's
and,
Up With That.
You know, I saw that. I saw some of the clips, not watched them, but I saw like little screenshots of some of the clips, and I thought, ha, I bet you that's probably funny.
Dude, What's Up With That was fucking hilarious. They had Samuel Jackson on there. I don't know why. There was a bunch of people there, and when Martin Short was doing his monologue, he started singing a show tune kind of about Christmas, and then he ran through all the halls, and like Jimmy Fallon was there and Tina Fey, and he ran around a corner, and there's Samuel Jackson. And he was all singing in his face, and he was just like looking at him like, don't fuck with me, man. And so there's all these people, and so he brings them on What's Up With That. Oh, and Carrie Brownstein from Portlandia. mm-hmm. was the other. And then, of course, Lindsey Buckingham, who's always the third guest, and he always runs out of time. It's like, Lindsey Buckingham is back here with us today. He actually canceled his plans for his family Christmas gathering to be with us on the show. And Samuel Jackson got pretty pissed because he started talking about something serious. And then he's like, music starts. What talk about, dude? He's like, are you going to cut me off? And he's like, no. And then he started singing immediately. And then, of course,
they hadn't had time to rehearse.
Yeah, and Jason Sudeikis comes out in his jogging suit. And then you got Kenny G on the saxophone.
Fucking hilarious.
I don't know who came up with that, but that's like one of my favorites.
It is.
And I can't remember all the stuff that what's-his-name did, Martin Short, but he did a great job. was funny.
I could imagine. And no Jiminy Glickage?
No, but I kind of like that, too. I watched the thing from on Netflix that was like some awards was going on from 2008, the IFC Awards or something. I don't know. And
he was glicking it up?
He was glicking it up, and he interviewed like Rainn Wilson and some other people. I think it was when, I don't know what movies, about the time Juno came out and some other stuff. And he just interviewed a bunch of people. He's just hilarious.
Oh,
the way
your
voice
gets
all tired and it gets really low talking for a minute.
We talked about this a couple weeks in the future.
Jiminy Glickin'?
No, but have you found a new show to watch or anything after American Horror Story?
No, not yet. I got to get back into the league. I only watched 4 episodes of that.
Oh, that's right.
But I've had my living space has been kind of abrupted by guests and whatnot, and I haven't had a lot of time to actually sit down, but I'm thinking I'm going to move the Roku back into my bedroom now that we got a TV in there, and I'll just spend a lot of time back there catching up on my league, because that's funny.
You guys got visitors?
Yeah, just for a little while. We're kind of helping some people out for the holiday season.
Right on.
They're looking for a place to live, and we needed a little extra money, and so they're just kind of, it's a girl.
Uh-huh.
And she's got kids that aren't staying with us at the time because she's got relatives that have the kids until she gets her house. She just got in a car wreck. You probably know. It's Julie's daughter.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so...
I don't know her.
Well, I know you don't know her, but I thought I might have told you that.
Yeah.
Said something. But anyway, yeah, so they're not there always, but they're there a lot of times, and then they sleep in the living room, so I can't really watch my late-night TV like I used to do, but...
Yeah.
So, yeah, here's before I forget. So a couple of celebrity birthdays and one friend... And I hope you don't blink because it might disappear before your eyes. Chris Angel.
Whoa.
How old do you think he is today?
42.
No, he's only 3. He was born in 2009. Just kidding. But then he cast a magic spell.
Leap year.
No, you said 42? Yeah. Dude, you're good. That's exactly. No, wait. 41. No, wait.
He was born.
43. 40.
He was born in.
67. I do bad with backwards.
Oh, that'd be
math.
46 then.
No, 45. He's 1 year older than me,
huh.
And I'm 44. So you were close though.
Yeah.
And who did you say? Me and my friend John Manning were watching Paul McCartney and Nirvana.
Huh?
And he said, now all they need is Chris Robinson from Black Crowes up there singing with them, which is a really weird thing to say.
It is.
But it's Chris Robinson's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday, Chris.
And he is 2 years younger, so that makes him 43. And Jake Gyllenhaal, Donnie Darko. How old do you think Jake is? And there's a lot of other celebrities with birthdays. I just pick a few that I like. I like a lot of the movies.
39.
Wow, he was born in 80, so
he'd be
32.
Wow.
No, wait.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, good. And I think she's a fan of the Tag Cast. She was at the live taping at the Dixie. She lives right next door there, Mandy Schwindemann. Happy birthday, Mandy. That's a significant other of Dodge Truck.
Dodge
iPatch.
Truck, yeah.
My pirate friend. Mm-hmm. We used to play pirate together. So I don't know how old Mandy is. I know she's younger than me, so she's just a pup. So hope you're still listening to the podcast.
I got some debts.
Oh,
do
shit.
Do you have any deaths?
No, we haven't covered celebrity deaths in a long time. Lay them on me. We could probably go back about a month with some of the... I'm trying to think off the top of my head who has died recently, except for
Ravi Shankar.
Oh, yeah. You might remember him from Woodstock, unless you took the brown acid.
You might remember him from things such as
Frank Zappa's albums. And he was in several other things, too, as well. So when did he die?
12-12.
Wow. That's a coincidence. You know who else died a month or two ago was that singer from Suicide Silence.
Who's that?
His name was Mitch something. I can't remember exactly what his name is, but have you heard of Suicide Silence?
Sounds familiar.
They're kind of an emo, screamo band. Mm-hmm. And actually, Dano was friends with them from the tours that they did with the Atheist, and the guy got in a motorcycle crash.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was 28, and he's dead. And bummer for that, because my daughter was real sad because she's a big fan of Suicide Silence as well. Who else has passed away?
Jack Hanlon.
Hanlon?
Hanlon.
Jack Hanna? No.
Yeah.
Who's Jack Hanlon?
He was best known for his role in a couple of the Our Gang pictures.
I don't know what that is.
Our Gang?
Oh, okay. You said it different, I guess.
Yeah.
Our Gang.
Also, Dina Manfredini.
Who's that?
She was the oldest woman in the world for 13 days.
Was she 118?
115.
Whoa.
So the 118-year-old probably passed away. Then she was the oldest for 13 days.
Until she died? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a running race the whole time.
And also Frank Pastore. He was a...
Pastore. Frank Pastore passed away.
Yeah, he did. He was a baseball player.
Well, I haven't heard anyone's name that really makes me go, oh, man. I mean, Robbie, but he was old.
Who?
Ravi, the sitar player.
Oh, yeah.
Ravi
he was
Shankar.
Like 88 or something.
He had a shanker on his belly, I think, after he went to the dentist once.
Yeah, he did the score for Gandhi or something, didn't he?
He looked kind of like Gandhi, so I wouldn't doubt it. But, yeah.
He had heart valve replacement surgery and then died afterwards.
Didn't he work with the Beatles a bit, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He brought them over to the Middle Eastern culture, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. They spent some time over there hanging out.
Yeah, he played on Norwegian Wood. This bird has flown.
Yeah.
And he won an Oscar for the score of Gandhi. And he is the famous father of musicians. Do you know his daughters?
Miss Shankar.
You're right. Anushka Shankar.
Anushka.
And his other one?
Manushka.
Nora Jones.
What? Nora Jones is Ravi Shankar's daughter?
Yeah.
What in the fuck?
Yeah.
My mind is blown.
Kapow!
Blown.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome. I want to know. I want to know right now!
Well, we totally went into two different songs.
It sounded the same to me. Who knew? Who knew that Nora Jones, of all of our listeners, who knew that Nora Jones was Ravi Shankar's daughter?
Call us.
Call us. Or leave us a message. Okay, I'm going to try something.
591-6 tag.
I'm trying something off the cuff. I'm getting tired of our old hip hop Hans song. So here's a new one for you. Okay.
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now. Find out later. What's in Hans's CD player? It's always something cool, cause you know he's a player.
Hey, that's the new one. We're going to work that out to where it's not so shitty.
But
that
was awesome.
Hans, that came to me on the way into the studio today, and I know you love that song. He's not listening to Black Sabbath today, though. He's listening to Wehrmacht.
Nice.
The album Wehrmacht, which is their second release on New Renaissance Records. Very great record. Yeah. And one of our friends, local music promoter, won't mention any names because we probably don't have to anybody who knows us, but he's working on bringing Wehrmacht to Corvallis for a benefit show that's going to be happening in 2013.
Nice.
He said that he's talked to him about their guarantee, and it's not out of his reach, and so I told him there'd be at least three people there to see Wehrmacht.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be a lot more, but I know me and Lance and Ron would be there. You'd probably be there,
yeah.
But a lot of people I know don't know who that band is.
Yeah, old school legend, so, in the Northwest.
That's an understatement. Welcome to New Year's Eve with Neil Hamburger.
You still haven't listened to that, have you? You gotta listen to it, dude. It's just at least...
I'm done with all the survivors. I've now seen that, I started watching in season 19. And
yeah.
Now it's like on season 24, but I watched all the way back to like season 13, dude.
Wow. Did you learn anything, like, that helped you?
I don't know. I'd like to get a flint and start learning how to make a fire with flint and coconut husks.
You wouldn't like to use two sticks? Like that one dude that just...
Maybe. My Two Sticks, is that a new cartoon?
No, we were going to... We had something... I've been thinking of an idea that we're going to talk about in the future. How did you know?
Oh, yeah.
Let's work on that later.
Oh. I mean, I don't know anything going on.
There's only one Hans.
My Two Sticks.
Oh, here's one more story before we get to plugs and get out of here.
Another story.
Have you ever heard of a comedian from the Portland area named Mark Kuechel?
I'm not sure.
He's also known as Musty or the Mustard Man. I figured you might know because of your extreme hate.
Yeah, I don't.
So he's a comedian. He's been doing comedic things as a comedian and telling comedy jokes mm-hmm. on stage for 20 plus years. He's been on the Leno show.
Oh, wow.
And my friend Don Frost recently did some shows with him, and he was talking about him, and he said the reason his name is Mustard Man is because when he went on Jay Leno, he drank 84 fluid ounces of mustard on the show.
That is wrong.
Dude, 84, how many French's squeeze bottles is that?
Well,
is that a 12-ounce bottle that you just kind
of
hand?
Well, think of two super big gulps full.
44, minus 4 ounces.
Yeah. Well, you never fool it, you know. Think, well,
it had a little ice.
Yeah, a little ice in the bottom.
So I wonder if he drank it right out of the bottle, or now does the thought
of see him drink it out of the
straw,
the super big gulp.
Now, does the thought of that make you go a little bit?
Yeah, because I'm trying when to gross I just said out. That and I thought about that, it was a little disconcerting.
Because sometimes, you know, I like mustard and I'll put it on my sandwiches, and this not, I hope it doesn't gross you out too bad, but it can't gross you out any worse than a dude drinking 84 ounces of it.
No.
But like if I have too much and I don't want it on my bread and there's some left on the...
You'll lick it?
I'll lick it off, yeah, just like I do with
nothing
my
wrong with that.
Red speckled Miracle Whip that our guest from...
coming up, right?
Yeah, Friday. We're going to have Jerry Murphy in the studio.
I mean,
he thinks Miracle Whip's gross.
It's mostly the smell of mustard kind of bothers me. But even then, you know, it's not that big a deal. It's in a confined space sometimes, you know. It'll make me lose my appetite.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
Big fucking deal. That's my thing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
also like I've been given so much shit about it for so long that I kind of have to make my stand now.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Even if I liked it, I probably wouldn't be able to tell anyone.
No, you'd be a closet mustard fan.
Yeah.
I was wondering
I tried it once, though.
Pizza Now is coming out with a new mustard-based pizza.
What?
Just kidding. Come on, Chris. We want a mustard-based pizza with hot dog slices.
Well, Have you ever seen that website, whyyourfat.com? This is whyyourfat.com?
No.
Oh, man. I got some fucking funky shit on there.
I'll have
talk
to check
about
it
like a corn dog pizza or like a corn dog casserole.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too terrible, I don't think.
Yeah.
Why not too,
there's
too
some,
bad?
There's some big stuff in there, like a Twinkie lasagna.
Ooh, mustard-based Twinkie pizza from Pizza Now.
Yeah, where's your turntable in?
Dude, I almost skipped it because I've changed the segment now because I'm disheartened, and now it's changed to what's in Terry's cassette deck. Mm-hmm. Because I drug out my old box of cassette tapes, I got some damn good ones. And because I went to that show this weekend, I drug out my 1983 original cassette of Corrosion of Conformity's Eye for an Eye.
Nice.
And it didn't
I was going to guess Exodus.
It didn't play very good. It was a little warbly. And that's what happens with cassettes. But so yeah, I've switched to cassettes. I've shared records with you guys for about 90 episodes. No. 80-some episodes, somewhere around there.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm going to share cassettes with you. So, and it's just stuff that I listen to that I think if you guys haven't heard of it, maybe you'll go check it out. And if you have heard of it, maybe you'll go, man, I haven't heard that in years.
I haven't heard that
in years.
I did
that for Hans when I said I was listening to Angel City back in season 2. And he's like, whoa. That's one of the things that his doll says when you pull the whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You check that out. It's a banana corn dog instead of a hot dog in there.
So you put a banana and ooh, I don't know if that would taste good or not. Banana corn dogs.
How about a fried donut and cream cheese cupcake?
Well, I don't
a donut
think so.
On a cupcake?
No, No. If I'm going to go with cupcakes and donuts and pastries, I'm going to go with a Voodoo Donuts Maple Bacon Bar.
Ooh.
Which I got one last Friday, and I was sitting on the streets of Eugene by myself at a table. Uh-huh. And here comes the dude from the detonators, and he's like, are you the dude from COC?
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope. And he goes, well, I'm Frank from the detonators. And I was like, hi, Frank. I was like, then you must know Sean Shock. And he's like, yes, I do, because Sean plays for the detonators.
Uh-huh.
And I played in a band with Sean and Paula, and he's like, oh, all right. And then he said, okay, well, I'll see you at the show. So apparently I look like one of the dudes from COC, but I don't think I do. Maybe I look like Woody Weatherman.
I always say that when people say I look like Brad Pitt.
Oh, dude, totally. I see it.
No, when they say Robert Trujillo, I always, I don't know what you're talking about. And people go, dead spitting image, man.
It's a lot closer than Kim Thayil, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
But whatever. All right, so after this episode, stick around and listen to the plugs. There's lots of stuff to do for the upcoming New Year's celebration, and they've got some comedy shows coming up for you. So listen to that. Actually, tonight is one of the comedy shows, so don't tune out. Tune in and keep listening. Like I said, get out there and do some humping. We want you to come back on Friday and listen. We're going to have a repeat guest because we love having him on the show, and it's actually a little funner to have more people in the studio.
It is.
And if you guys that are listening don't want to be on our show, we'll just have our friend Jerry Mufi. Jerry Mufi's coming on the show. And we're going to share some pizza with him, and then we're going to drink some sodas, and maybe he'll bring some Jägermeister.
That reminds me of somebody, but I'm not sure who it is.
I'm going to start on my voices from now on and just start doing voices, and then maybe we can work out some sketch. And what was that one guy's name? He came over that one time, episode 10. At the end, it's nondescript. It's a little bit Bill Murray in there, but I'm not trying to sound like Bill. You see? Yeah, I love Bill
Murray. Check this out. Here's a bacon mug. It's filled with cheddar cheese.
Holy shit! Is there anything besides bacon, or?
That's a mug completely made out of bacon.
It seems like the
together.
Cheese. It seems like the cheese would be running out of it.
I don't know.
I would drink that. Would you, drink a bacon mug full of mustard?
Oh, no.
No. Oh, man. That means it's time to go.
It is.
All right. Well, you guys, thanks for listening. Have a happy hump day. Come back on Friday and listen to some more. You better get your Christmas shopping done because there's only a few days left. So go to Amazon. Actually, go to tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link and shop to your heart's content.
Yeah.
Do it.
Rock on.
Peace out, and metal pizza shows up now. Pizza now. Come to the comedy show tonight at the Speakeasy. I'm going to tell jokes about pizza now. God, I love that organ riff.
How about a bacon-wrapped Samoa deep-fried?
The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings. Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Plugs, 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 plugs. Hey, Taggets, you want to go out and do something fun over the next couple weeks? Of course you do. You don't want to sit at home and be a stick in the mud. Friday, December 21st, if the world doesn't end, you should go to Portland at the Baghdad Theater out on Hawthorne. It's comedy night. They're having a comedy battle night with Ian Carmel from Portlandia. Whitney Street will be there. Cody McCuller, Danny Feltz from Spicy News, Kyle Harbert, Dennis Williams, Xander DeVoe, and Lance Edwards will all be battling it out. Your host will be Tristan Spillman. Starts at 10 o'clock, 21 and over, $5 at the door. Saturday, December 22nd at the Dixie Creek Saloon, we got the Gatch Game with your host, Dustin Gatchel. Six celebrity panelists, including Lance Thill, Westy Weaver, Dave Wambacher, Jerry Murphy, Dana Gile, and me. That's free to get in. Starts about 9 o'clock, 21 and over. Come down and be a contestant. You could win some cool prizes, maybe.
Booyah!
Wednesday, December 26th at the Oak Street Speakeasy. They're having the comedy showcase with Richie Stratton, myself, Dylan Flynn, and a few more comics, plus your host, Seth Milstein. That starts at 9 o'clock, also 21 and over. $5 suggested donation. Thursday, the 27th, it's Comedy as Advertised at the Granary in Eugene. That's on 5th Avenue. Your headliner will be Tom Howard. We got Erica Brimhall coming down from Portland, Alex Adney, also Dylan Flynn and Seth Milstein from the podcast cast. Go check that out. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's a free show, and it's all ages. Friday, December 28th at the Hollywood Theater, we got the Matt Bronger Christmas Spectacular. He's originally from Portland. He's been on the Letterman Show and Conan, a lot of other shows. He's going to be doing a comedy show with Ian Carmel, Ron Funches, and Shane Torres. Starts at 8 p.m. It's all ages. It also costs $10, and we're all sick as fuck around here. Also that night at the Wow Hall, if you can't make it to Portland, go to Eugene and see the Cherry Poppin' Daddies if you're into that. Tickets are $12 in advance, $15 at the door. They don't do a lot of local shows anymore, so if you like those guys, go check them out. Saturday, December 29th at the Black Forest, we got Dirt Clod Fight, Kemosabe, and Child Children. It's a weird name for a band. Starts at 10 o'clock, 21 and over. It's a free show. Then, of course, you know Monday is New Year's Eve. We got a lot of shows going on at the, one of them is at the Dixie Creek Saloon, the Willamette Valley Local Music Scene's New Year's Metal Eve with Catechus, Brutos, and American Roulette, 9 p.m., 21 and over, and it's also a free show. If you're in Portland, we got the Mentors. The Mentors, can you believe it? At the Red Room for the New Year's Sleaze concert. Also, Truculence, the Necro Drunks, and Compulsive Slasher will be playing. It's $10 at the door, 21 and over. Starts early at 7 p.m., so there's that. After the New Year, there's a couple shows you can go check out. January 12th, the McDonald Theater in Eugene. Two great all-girl tribute bands, Hell's Bells and Zepparella. Starts at 7 o'clock. It's all ages. Tickets are 18 in advance, 22 at the door. And then Slightly Stupid will be at that same venue, McDonald Theater, on the 19th. That'll be enough for you guys right now. Go out and see something. Go out and do something. And then spend Christmas Eve with your family.
How much is that last show?
Slightly Stupid?
And the one before that?
McDonald Theater, Hell's Bells. It's $18 at the door.
All right, how much is it after the show?
Free.
All right.
And I misspoke. It's $22 at the door, $18 in advance, free the day after the show. So go out and do something, and if you ain't got nothing better to do, just sit at home and listen to the TagCast podcast. Peace out, bitches.
Drink Motley Crue juice.
TagCastPodcast.com.